WTUZ News presents Beyond the Meeting, Tusk Talks with Mary Alice.
Good afternoon and welcome back to another Tusk Talks episode here on WTUZ. And today's guest is New Philadelphia City Schools Superintendent David Brand. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and our main focus on this is going to be the upcoming bond that's on the March ballot and some of the details surrounding it. And first, let's break down the cost for that 36-year bond.
Absolutely. It is $16.14 per month per $100,000 home. And the reason it's that value is because the state is picking up 55% of the total cost of this project, but it does include a permanent improvement part or an upkeep or a maintenance piece for those 36 years that the state helps us to save for things during that time, and then also for some future things that we know that just have certain lifespans. So that $16.14 per $100,000 home builds the two new schools, more efficient schools, also to maintain those schools.
Now, one comment that I have seen a couple of different times on social media is relating to the property tax increases that everyone saw late last year, I believe. Would this affect that amount?
No, the values that we're talking about, that 16-14 and any other values we'll talk about today, already includes the reappraisal values, and that was done and looked at to assure that we had those values. And a third party also works with that to make sure that we have 100% accurate data there.
There's also, I believe, a levy on the ballot. Is this?
No.
No.
No. Okay. So we just have the bond issue on. And we often are discussing what the future would hold, because one thing that we heard through the years of community engagements that we had, what does it cost to build, maintain, and then operate? And so some of the literature that you're probably looking at and seeing is that we wanted to be able to tell all of our residents what would be the earliest we would need to come to you for new operating funds. And to do this bond, the earliest we would need to come is 2025 for 5 mills. And that is actually cheaper in the short and long term than if we were to just maintain our facilities. You're voting here on the 17th about building and maintaining new facilities that are safer, more efficient, deal with their overcrowding, but at the same time, the operating comes into question. That happens all across the state. So we actually had a third-party firm come in, open our books, look at it, and that's where we got that value from. So that way I could sit here and share, make a promise to this community that the earliest we would come is 2025, again, for 5 mills, which is a little over 14 and a half a month per $100,000 home valuation.
And I guess my one question is, during that time, I mean, the bond is still going to be on with that improvement cost in the bond. So why would another levy be needed for
the operation of the schools? And you see that all the way around. There's various costs that continue to impact schools, just like they impact us at homes. When residents vote on an operating levy, it's a fixed amount. And then so every so often you need to come and unfortunately ask for more funds to be able to operate. There is over $600,000 conservatively saved per year annually with this new plan, the two buildings at the Kern Oak Shadows property. And so that allows us to extend the life of operating levies and come to the taxpayers less often. And so it ends up being, again, cheaper than continuing what we are doing right now.
We do have to talk just a little bit what would happen without that bond.
So we know, and through state and other folks coming in and evaluating our facilities, that we have over $14.5 million in known necessary repairs or replacements in the next 5 to 10 years. With that doesn't address the overcrowding. We still have our 9 trailers. It doesn't address any of the safety and security issues, the traffic flow concerns. It is really keeping the lights on. So if we weren't to do this bond, if unfortunately the voters don't choose to go down this path, in 21, we would have to go to the voters and ask for funds to be able to pay, because we don't have the money for that $14.5 million in repairs.
Right.
With that as well, there's an operating piece. And we would actually have to come earlier. We'd have to come in 24 for 7 mills, which is almost $20.5 a month.
as you mentioned, overcrowding issues, mm-hmm. I believe that's been an issue for at least 10 plus years,
yes.
Probably before you got there, right?
Absolutely. The temporary trailers have been, we've added them. Just as an example, 2 years ago, a used trailer was $72,000, but we need a long-term fix. The kids do, our staff does, and the community does. Our enrollment at the elementaries is growing. Right now, our high school is full. We are completely maxed out there at the middle school and high school. Once these younger, but they are our smallest classes.
Right.
So once these younger ones come through, we're not quite sure what we'll be able to do because we really don't have the land for trailers, or what would we add trailers? What exactly will we do? That's why this bond becomes so important for the community and our kids. It is just that we're at the point where maintaining them and repairing them is vastly more expensive than brand new because of the state contribution.
And keeping on with the overcrowding, why hasn't this been looked at beforehand instead of just those temporary modulars? Like, why, I guess, maybe building on to a school mm-hmm. building wouldn't be considered at an earlier stage when it started to become an issue?
Absolutely. I think those are great questions. And I think with that, there are quick fixes that have to come to be, right? A trailer can happen faster than mm-hmm. some of the other buildings. My experience here is within the last 5 years and seeing the growth there. I do know that the district has attempted to do things over time and haven't been successful. And we've been working for long-term solutions. And this plan here, heavy community involvement.
Again, thanks so much for coming in today. But that's going to wrap up this Tusk Talks episode featuring Superintendent David Brand. Now, coming up next week, he'll be back to talk more about the New Philadelphia Schools bond issue. And audio for all Tusk Talks can be found at WTUZ.com under the podcast section. From the newsroom, I'm Mary Alice.
This has been a presentation of WTUZ News. Tune in next Wednesday to find out more about the communities of Tuscarawas County.